The governor has asked the chairs of both finance committees in the legislature to reallocate $10 million in the budget start bringing the state's 911 system up to date. The money was originally proposed for oil and gas research, but the governor's office said the emergency system is more important. One in four Alaskans don't have access to a standard 911 number, and as KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis reports, the lack of it has been impairing rural residents' ability to reach first responders for years.
If you call 911 in rural Alaska, there's a good chance something will go wrong. Let's say you need help in Aniak, for instance. Commissioner of Public Safety Walt Monaghan attended a meeting in the village last spring.
They said, you know, by the way, sometimes when you dial 911, you get an answering machine. And that floored me.
That doesn't just happen in Aniak. The Department of Public Safety's John Rockwell says he's heard plenty of stories like this. Then there are the communities where 911 just sort of dead ends. Rockwell says that happened to a friend of his when she was visiting a village.
The person she was visiting had an allergic reaction to something, and she went to dial 911, and she got the message, "I'm sorry, but this service is not available in your area."
When that didn't work, the woman's friend managed to gesture to a 10-digit non-emergency number written on the wall. The woman tried to call it.
But unfortunately, she didn't have her contacts in, so she couldn't even read the number by the wall.
In Alaska, 911 runs into trouble in the best of times. In January, KYUK reported that Bethel's 911 system can't track callers' locations if they're on a cell phone. Residents are encouraged to tell police officers exactly where they are if they need help. But if you leave incorporated areas like Bethel for Alaska's rural communities, the problem can get a lot worse. Many communities can't fund their own police departments or dispatch centers. So in villages like Aniak, 911 is redirected to the area's lone Alaska State Trooper. In communities without that level of law enforcement, emergency calls might be directed to the mayor's personal number or the fire chief's. If anything goes wrong with that person's phone, or if that person leaves town, communities can lose their emergency call services. And in many cases, there's only one person available to pick up the calls, which Commissioner Walt Monaghan says poses an obvious problem. Let's say there's a fire or an earthquake.
Even if the VPSO or the trooper responds to the call, what happens when there's a second call? Who answers that?
Monaghan says the Department of Public Safety has a plan to fix this. The solution is a statewide 911 system. A number of rural emergency calls are already redirected to a state trooper dispatch center in Fairbanks. Monaghan is fortifying that center now so that it can take calls from a wider range of rural areas. By June 2018, he says that callers should be able to call 911 anywhere in Alaska. But Monaghan says the Fairbanks Center could become overloaded, and it still wouldn't have the technology it needed to track callers' locations, which in rural Alaska can be a problem.
It gets kind of dicey if you're out there on a river or on a snow machine and you're lost, disoriented, and you dial, and we ask you, where are you? Then you're going to say, well, I'm lost.
On Monday, Governor Walker asked the legislators' finance committee chairs to take $10 million from oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and put it instead into expanding the 911 system. The money would go towards creating a state trooper dispatch center in Anchorage and implementing next-gen technology so that 911 could identify where callers are. Governor Walker says right now, improving rural public safety has to be more urgent than promoting oil drilling on the Arctic coastal plain. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.